Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with this week's classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Strangely enough, even though we have a bust of Elvis Presley behind our circulation desk and named our computer system after him, we have yet to show one of his movies. Until now. Today, with his birthday coming up on January 8th, that's tomorrow, we have King Creole. Based upon a novel by Harold Robbins, it's about a tough, troubled young man who tries to get ahead through a singing career, but runs afoul of some crooks in the process. The movie was originally meant as a project for James Dean, but his death in a car accident put the movie on hold for a while. When Elvis was cast, the story was retooled for him. For example, the protagonist of the novel was a boxer, not a singer. The movie was partially filmed on location in New Orleans, which caused problems when Elvis's fans would gather and make filming difficult. He had to change locations a few times to throw them off the scent. One big problem, however, arrived just before filming was to begin. Elvis's draft notice. The studio argued that shutting down the production at that late stage would cost them a large amount of money and put people out of work. The Army relented, and Elvis received a 60-day deferment to finish the picture. He certainly had a lot of pull at that time. The movie was directed by Michael Curtiz, who has helmed several movies that we've featured. The cast includes Walter Matthau and Vic Morrow early in their careers, and Carolyn Jones, just before her co-starring role in The Addams Family. The other female lead is played by Dolores Hart in her second movie with Elvis, about 5 years before she left acting to enter holy orders as a Roman Catholic nun. The movie and its soundtrack album were both very successful, with Elvis calling his role of Danny his favorite movie role. Many critics were also impressed with his acting in this dramatic part. However, after his return from the Army, his manager, infamous Colonel Parker, made sure that he'd have much less challenging parts in his future movies. At present, the library is still open, and we're continuing our twice-weekly in-house DVD showings. Now remember, you must pre-register to attend, and please check our website and Facebook page for updates to our schedule. The website also has a list of the movies we've shown, and the links thereof. The address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. And please post your comments and suggestions. You can post them on our Facebook page, or you can email them to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or you can just call us at 908-754-7885. Well, thanks very much for stopping by and watching and listening, and we hope you're all feeling well. And now, from Paramount in 1958, here's King Creole.